All right, Patrick, at the start of this conversation, you described this movie as like two movies playing out simultaneously or one movie following another movie. What do you mean by that?
Two movies? I think like, and I want to ask you a question based on this too, which is that I think as a movie that is a movie about like the type that is the combat photographer.
Yeah.
Right. The immortal, like body shifting combat photographer who produces these aestheticized images and that we may want to think about ethically. I think it's a cool movie. I think it's a good movie. I think Kirsten Dunst nails it.
There's not a bad performance in this film.
It's an impressive movie. Genre-wise, I think it's a depiction of an American Civil War, or like of, as a war movie. Well, it's not really kind of a war movie. Like, it's a road movie that presents a series of encounters that are, I mean, it's not even, some moments kind of get it, like the surrealness of the riverboat trip in Apocalypse Now, but not quite even then. Yeah. It's more like it's a series of vignettes that on the one part draw on stuff you may have recalled from the news or video games, but or other movies, but that in any event, it's like, okay, also like slasher films or horror films. Like here's a moment that's going to feel a little bit Purge-y where neighbors are nailing
camp. 100% Purge. Yeah. We talked about that right after the movie.
Yeah. Or like, here's a little bit where we're going to get basically a fight in a strip mall. And I'm like, oh yeah, this is Burger Town Must Be Defended. This is Call of Duty all over again. And in that way, I was like, oh, you know, this is a movie that functions in some ways. Well, I think we'll probably do, if people are interested, an episode on Call of Duty and stuff proper, like militainment more generally, if people want an interest in that. But like, you know, as you and I have talked about a lot and elsewhere, like a lot of how those games function sort of libidinally and in terms of also, and you know, without gainsaying they're being incredibly embedded in the political economy where like people buy gun ads and they're used for military recruiting and also their shit, right? Is they essentially take images of war happening either in recent history or in immediate, like ongoing contemporaneousness, like, yep. You know, like the modern warfare map was literally the fucking Donbass, right? Buildings scanned digitally and it gamifies them, right?
Yes.
And in so doing, it essentially takes actual historical events with political history and implications in the present and ongoing trauma. And it essentially turns them into a source of entertainment and arguably even some people like a kind of militarization of the mind or a relationship to guns or whatever it is you want to talk about. But it does some sort of work.
It makes the thing into a something that could be mastered, which kind of like shortcuts going around processing the actual harm that's depicted.
Yeah, exactly. And that may even be a best case because oftentimes, and this is part of why I think the Call of Duty stuff is so particularly interesting, the way it presents these histories or it presents things in the present is a pure pastiche that oftentimes completely is the opposite of what actually happened, right? I mean, like in the Call of Duty universe, there's a thing called the Highway of Death or there's a Highway of Death event.
Yep.
And it's like the Iranians who did it.
The Russians, the revealed. Yeah. The Russians did the Highway of Death.
Yeah, like there's, and like bad guys can be half like, half Muslim theocracies, half old school communists and somehow, like again, it's, these are ideological spaces for total projection. And for, in other words, not encountering something about ourselves or our own actual history,
right?
And that was the thing that I was like, okay, is this a movie about an American Civil War? I think it's a movie that represents a fantasy of an American Civil War. And thus, it's interesting for us to think about as a example of fantasies about an American Civil War, but also the tendency to fantasize about American Civil Wars.
Yep.
But in that way, I think it faces problems. Or we can ask, like, what work does this fantasy do? What pleasure does it give? What feelings does it allow it to master? But also what anxieties does it allow us to defend against?
Yeah.
Right? And what does it allow us to do in terms of who we get to identify with and how we get to see ourselves? And there, I think the thing is a little more problematic. And that second movie is related to the first one because, of course, those images feed into that, right?
Yeah.
I think we could do a very sophisticated meta-level meditation on, like, you know, this is a commentary that implicates itself, but I think of interest to us and to our audience would be just to talk about this as a fantasy and the nature of those fantasies and the work they do in the present.
There is like a shorthand going on. The kind of like transmutation of libidinal energies that you're talking about is kind of like what I hear when I have friends that fantasize about, like we've all had that conversation at the bar. What would you do during a zombie apocalypse? Like what guns would you buy or how would you booby trap your house? How would you protect yourself? And it's always struck me as odd because whenever I hear that conversation, I'm not moralizing, but whenever I hear that conversation come up, I just think about like, oh, you're fantasizing about a chance to kill your neighbors. That's actually what you're fantasizing about.
Yeah.
And the like work that layering that zombie mediator on top of your neighbors is what lets you play in this space without fear of judgment, lets you process these like difficult thoughts without actually having to imagine a civil war.